This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Very happy to be joined by Ollie Sherman. Ollie, how are you going?
Yo, how's it going?
Hey, Ollie. Good, thanks. Thanks.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us. How's your morning been so far?
Very, very delightful, but very wet, actually. So, yeah, no, it's not too bad.
Are you up in Sydney at the moment?
I'm up in Sydney and about to leave for the airport, actually, heading off to Brisbane tonight.
Yes, because you're kicking off your new tour. Is that, that's happening tomorrow up in Queensland?
Yes, it is. Very, very excited, actually. We've got a little warm-up show tonight and then hitting up Sunshine Coast tomorrow and then Brisbane Saturday. So, yeah, it should be really, really fun.
Awesome. Well, we had to mention, just because it is too coincidental, but tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Is there any reason that you're starting your tour on that special day?
No reason at all. I hope people still come. I hope it's not all couples.
Can we expect a bit of a love song and dedications?
Oh, you never know. Might have a little serenade here and there, depending, but
Now, Ollie, you've been very busy over the last couple of years. You've just been to Japan last month, is that right?
Yes.
Talk us through a bit about that experience.
So it kind of came out of nowhere, it all got set up. And I'd never been before, so when my manager just called me and was like, "Hey, do you wanna play in Japan?" And I was kind of like, "Yeah, but what's the cat?" Don't really get offered that. So yeah, went played a few solo shows, and it was amazing. Never been there before.
Yeah, was it your first time playing overseas?
Yes, first time playing overseas, especially in a place like that.
Yeah, that's
and,
massive.
Awesome. I fell in love with the place.
What did you find the response was like from the crowd? Like, what was the mood in the, after the shows or during the shows?
It's a little bit different, obviously, but again, I think people are just up for a good time. It can be different in some ways, but then it honestly feels like you're playing at home anyway sometimes. So it's cool. Really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going to talk a little bit about the tour later on, but you've just released a new single that we're going to play shortly called Madness. Talk us a little bit through about this track.
Every track I write and release, I'd say, oh, this is my favourite one, but I feel like this one actually is my favourite one so far, just because it's very, very real. And it really didn't take long for me to put together either. It was kind of an afternoon in a studio and just a few layering types of things. And then, it kind of just came together really quickly, and then I sent it off. And the team got back to me saying, this is great. Let's go with it. And then I just kind of polished it off and That's what it is. So I'm really, really, really happy with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And with your songwriting, where do you really look for the inspiration?
I found at the moment it's kind of it can be hard to write forced. I kind of have to be in that place where I'm not. I wouldn't say not caring about it, but just something that you just kind of coming from it from a point of enjoyment rather than. I have to make something by this date, etc. So I think with this song, it was a lot of fun just writing and writing lyrics from experiences rather than having to make a song to make a song. So
I really dig that. That's really cool.
Yeah,
I guess that inner voice, that inner critical voice, you've got to just like try and ignore that when you're producing something like music or writing or a creative outlet. I feel like that is something that's like a common thread.
Exactly.
Do you have like a songwriting process? Do you have like a one kind of one strategy fits all in the past when you've been writing your music, or has there kind of just been different ways that it's being produced?
There's definitely things that become easier to do. So I think at the moment it's kind of make a beat, make a melody, and then write lyrics over it. I think that's kind of common, but I think the way I work is I have to like what it sounds like first before I can kind of put my own, I guess, poetry into it, if you say that. But you kind of just have to like the sounds that you're hearing first, because I think that's what grabs me when I listen to music anyway.
Yeah, so, well, very cool. Yeah. If it works, it works, and it certainly does. Super keen to play it. We're going to go to it right now. So you're listening to Get Serial. This is Madness by Ollie Sherman. Don't go anywhere, because Ollie will still be with us. Let's give it a listen.
We've been on an island that always storms. Honest enough now to open horns. Let's go down to the quiet side of town, where the open arms come back around. We had a conversation, we laughed it out. There's a fire coming, breathe and shout. When I think I'm outside, I'm alone with you. Take a sip of the madness, can you fall into? When I think I'm outside, I'm alone with you. Take a sip of the madness.
Madness by Ollie Sherman, who joins us live here on Get Serial. Ollie, that was such a raw and real but yet catchy song.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That was great. And so that song kind of, well, it's the headline song for this upcoming tour that kicks off, well, tonight really.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to most about this tour?
I'm very much looking forward to bringing my band around everywhere, to most places I can. And just kind of playing to some new audiences. You can see, like, some of the tickets we've sold in some really crazy places, like rurally and stuff like that. So it's going to be really fun to see some of those fans and have a little play and have a little chat and hang, basically. So
yeah, for sure.
That's really exciting.
So you're kicking off the tour in Queensland and then you're making your way back down the west coast of Australia. And yeah, I think you just touched on it before, and I was talking to Jess about it as well. You are visiting a few regional places that would have obviously been affected by the bushfires over the summer. Was that something that was on your mind when you were putting the tour together?
Yeah, definitely. I think we put the structure together kind of before all the chaos started, and I think some of the shows did get affected, so we had to kind of keep on updating and checking in, which is, it was kind of daunting knowing that where you could be playing could be cancelled just because you can't get there.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing that's never really happened. So, but yeah, it was definitely something to consider. Weird.
You were involved in some bushfire relief, though, earlier in this year. A concert?
Yeah, so, well, actually, that was in Japan. One of the nights that was run by a bunch of Australians, actually, and they put on, like, a bushfire appeal.
Right.
And they got a few bands to play a part of it, and it was probably the biggest night that we had there. I think they raised, like, a little tiny bar in one of the Japanese snowfields, and
yeah,
they raised something like $50,000, which was amazing.
Oh,
so,
my goodness. That's insane. That's incredible.
Yeah. So that was great fun for a really good cause.
Yeah. No, that's so good. And just from a kind of a live performance perspective, do you prefer playing those city shows, or do you prefer going somewhere more rural?
I guess it's different. Like, I'm so excited to play some city shows, especially places like Canberra and stuff like that, which I know are going to be really busy and really fun. But also, like, I'm definitely looking forward to playing some regional shows. As sometimes it can be, I wouldn't say better, but you can definitely have more of a scope and a chat to the people that come. So it's, yeah, I don't think any show is better than the other, to be honest, but it's more, it's just exciting wherever you kind of go. It's different. So.
Do you have a favourite place in Sydney that you love to play at, like kind of like a home ground?
I actually don't. We've tried to play as many places as we can, and I've only played the same venue probably twice. So I wouldn't say I have a favourite, but I mean, probably the favourite gig that I have sung at would be probably Oxford Art, just for the energy. But I guess, I don't really have a favourite.
Right.
I can imagine that would at Oxford Art Factory would be pretty incredible.
Yeah. Super
now,
fun.
Looking beyond the tour, do you have anything in the works for the rest of the year?
So we've got this tour coming up, obviously, and then I think the end of the year we're going to do kind of a similar thing, but it'll all be pretty closely under wrapped. But there's definitely new music coming out as well.
Yeah, very exciting times for sure. And where can fans, new and old, find you?
I love a gram.
Yeah.
So you can find me on Instagram and so everything's online, or Facebook, Spotify, everything like that. Is where you can find it. So, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ollie, for joining us this morning. It's been great to chat about you and obviously play that new song, which is amazing. Everyone should check him out. Ollie Sherman kicking off his tour tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, V-Day in the Sunshine Coast.
That's right. Thank you so
Thanks,
much for
Ollie.
Joining us.
Thanks,
Ollie.
Thanks so
much, guys. Have a good one.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.